He had a conflict.
Okay, so let's go to item six. Mr. Harris?
So item six is the calendar for next calendar year for our board meetings. I had surveyed the board in terms of your schedules, and I worked with staff. This is the schedule that seemed to fit the largest number of board members' calendars. And the only thing not on here, of course, is the offsite, which we can deal with at a later time. I will note that the Santa Barbara meeting, we do have a block of rooms charged to my credit card. So we are set, and we'll be going to Santa Barbara July 31st. So that is set, and we won't be moving that date. But other than that, it's up for the board's consideration. And
Mr. Johnston.
Just out of curiosity, what's the Salinas workshop planned for?
So the Salinas workshop is, and I'll talk about that a little bit later, March 6th. That's for the Salinas River, the long-term maintenance strategy for the Salinas River channel.
So we're down to five board meetings, but we've doubled them up.
We are substituting the March 6th workshop for one of the meetings because that is an all-day workshop.
Just devoted to ag?
Devoted just to the Salinas River channel maintenance.
Okay, right.
And we certainly, if we have the need, we can certainly add another date if we think
we
need some.
But in years past, we've always had about eight or nine.
Last year was six, and they were two-day meetings. So this is really a continuation of that pattern, except for the March 6th.
Well, then prior to that, years
That was
past,
prior to me, so I'll, okay. You'd have to ask one of the staff sitting around the room.
Russ, haven't we had... We've had more frequent meetings, but I think maybe what we've done, and I just want to confirm this, is condense things into some two-day meetings. Is that...
Yeah, and part of the problem is we have additional requirements now. So, for example, we have the requirement to translate the agendas to Spanish, which we have to do 30 days in advance of the actual meeting. So when you start backing up all of the requirements now that we have in terms of noticing in the Spanish translation to get ready for a meeting, if you have them too frequently, they literally, we would leave this room and go upstairs and start putting together the agenda and the paperwork for the next meeting. And from a staffing standpoint, it's just very, very difficult to do that. So all we do is basically prepare for board meetings and not do staff work.
So the board is not getting fewer items coming before it?
No, I don't think so.
Through the year based on what we did two or three years ago?
I would ask Michael because I wasn't here, but...
No, the board is not getting fewer items. We actually went to more frequently having two-day meetings.
Right.
So you'd still get the same amount, actually probably more items before you then.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, but I must remind you in prior history that we schedule one-day meetings, but a lot of our meetings went from 8:30 in the morning to 11 o'clock at night. And I think some of the board members recommended, why don't we just schedule two-day meetings, and we can always cancel the second day if we don't have that much on the agenda. But that way it kind of spread out those kind of hearings, and it didn't fatigue the board members as much by doing it that way.
And even though I can't predict it, and certainly Mr. Thomas can't speak to it, I mean, there's always the potential for special hearings to be scheduled for enforcement actions that might add to your workload throughout the year.
Okay. Any comments on the proposed? Yeah, Mr. Johnston.
Yeah, just one that we're not quite at the point of starting work on the new ag waiver, but I suspect that when we get to that point, we'll probably need to. There will probably be a little more action before the board and a little more and perhaps a few more meetings. So I think we're in a little bit of a – that's been so much of the workload the last few years. We're probably in a little bit of a lull from that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think what you'll find is your mix of work is going to change. And actually, on the ag order, there'll be a lot of public meetings and workshops. They won't necessarily be board meetings. And certainly the board members can attend if we properly notice those, if you want to come to the workshops or if you're asked by stakeholders to come to the workshops. You'll certainly be able to do that, but I don't anticipate there'll be formal board meetings other than the normal updates that we provide to you now on a regular basis.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I'd just like to say thanks to Ken and anybody else involved who went through the exercise, because I know part of the driving force was to take care of my other Thursday, first three Thursdays commitments down in the city of Santa Barbara, and so I'm thankful that we were able to push some of those meeting dates to other Thursdays to resolve my problem. So to the extent that people had to make any concessions there, thank you very much.
Okay.
And I'd like to echo that, because I wasn't able to make one meeting a couple months ago that was scheduled for next year, and it's not that way anymore, so something has happened, and I appreciate that.
Great. Any other comments on the proposed schedule? Good job, Ken.
Good job.
Thank you.
So we need to approve the proposed schedule.
Recommend.
Yep. Okay.
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Thank you. We have our meeting scheduled for 2014 now.
Excuse me, Jeff?
Yes.
We had introductions on number two, but I don't know everyone at this table or in the audience. Do you want to do some kind of introductions?
Okay. We can do that. We'll go around the table, and then you want to go in the audience too?
Especially if there's staff.
Yeah. Okay, great. Jeff Young, Chair of the Board.
Bruce Delgado, board member.
Angela Schroeder, Ag Program.
Ken Harris, EO.
Christopher Rose, TMGL Program Manager, Senior.
Jean-Pierre Wolf, Vice Chair, Water Board.
Chris Adair, I'm the Underground Tank Program Manager.
Mike Johnston, Board
Member. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Harvey Packard, I'm the section manager.
Michael Thomas, the assistant executive officer.
Russ Jeffries, board member.
Bill Hammer, I manage the stormwater and 401 water quality certification programs.
John Robertson, I oversee the groundwater section.
Okay, so let's start on this side back here. If you could speak up loudly. Gordon Hensley.
Just comment, Arwen, if you can stand up for a second, not to embarrass her, but she's our newest employee, and she came on board July?
August 1.
So she's working on the national. It's nice to have new staff, and that is one of our
good. Welcome aboard. Okay, and I noticed